It's the 23rd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The East of England Ambulance Service, which includes workers in Bedfordshire, will engage in strike action on the 8th of March. Unison Eastern, the union which represents ambulance staff, said a vote was taken last week to move ahead with the walkout due to a dispute over pay. Christina McCania, the General Secretary of the union, said the government were choosing to speak to one union and not others and could make a bad situation much worse. She later added, "The government now has several billion pounds more than it thought. Now he has the cash. Rishi Sunak must speak to everyone involved if the dispute is to end." Bedford Borough Council will be holding several meetings to discuss development through the Bedford Town Deal, with full details on the council website. The events will allow residents to talk about the proposed improvements in the Midland Road area and the station quarter, as well as enhancements to Bedford College and St Paul's Square. Fuel thefts from high goods vehicle lorries are on the increase, according to Beds Police. Locally, the crimes tend to take place on the east-west A421 roadway between Cambridge and Oxford through Bedford. Offences occur overnight or during the early morning while long-distance drivers take a rest. The police are warning HGV operators to favour secure official lorry rest stops over other alternatives. The Samaritans will be on hand at Luton Rail Station this morning. The group wants to encourage commuters to observe their fellow passengers and engage them in simple conversation if they appear to be in distress. According to the organisation, the technique has been successful in the prevention of suicides. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.